when you go on dates, you can't,
give me Lord,
you cannot act like a husband with your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, glory. Oh, that's
a no, 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 no. You can't you also, pass that. Now tell them again, can, though. They got to say it again. Say it again.
You cannot act like a husband with your boyfriend and girlfriend. Because they always say, hey,
give you
wives,
a free game for $9.99.
They also say, women, stop giving men wifely things when you're dating.
Yeah,
preach, preacher. Save things for the marriage.
Ruin, look. That's reason. You will ruin your marriage. I'm telling you right now.
Look, that's probably what 85% of my struggles, etc., and nonsense have happened. Why don't you tell me this later, earlier, Shaka?
I don't know about it because I ain't know it's been like.
Hey, man, why don't you tell me that before?
$9.99.
Yeah, right. I'm giving you free game out here.
What up, what up, what up?
Woo! First things first.
I'm blacky,
Black History
Black
Month.
History out here. All
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up? What's up?
I'm gonna sit in the sun a little longer this month just to show you how black I am. One of my friends, Evan Daniels on Facebook, we did a bid at Rockmont together. A bid. We worked summer camp.
Hey man, he's got that bid.
Ain't that black? Don't put black people on bids and stuff.
Yeah. Nah, I remember. Shaka said like
we
he
don't
was
be
locked
doing
up.
That.
Me, my, shout out to my guy Evan. We did a bid together.
Did a bid together.
Easy nickel
Rock
down there.
That does sound like a
free shot from Rockmount.
Hey, free Evan Rockmount out here.
Yeah. So he put a post on Facebook. He's like, "This Black History Month, I'm about to wow all the way out." He said, "I'm gonna wild out so much y'all gonna have to unfollow me." And I said, "Bring that energy, brother.
I want to
bring that energy."
First things first, I'll black be black.
Nah, man, I like
notice me and Shaka have our dashikis on here.
Every episode for this month of February, I'm coming to you.
I'm not even gonna dashiki. I want today is the first day of Black History, but I'm not even gonna lie to you. First week that we're recording,
hey man,
I have one dashiki, and this
listen, I'll let you can borrow this for next episode.
I might be able to squeeze out. Hey, don't say nothing if you see us switching shirts.
I'll wear mine, but like I said, I didn't know. I guess they so far in the future.
Nah, son. Now what it is? Give them 50,000 lashes.
They so far in the future that I didn't even realize it was gonna be Black History Month when this episode drops. So I have my dashiki with my
he has a white wife.
I have my dashiki on with my hat. Hey, first of all, look here. I can't help it that I fell in love with who I fell in love
That's
with.
That's right.
You're right.
Because it could have been a man and I still wouldn't treat you any different.
Dang, Paul.
I didn't put it on you. It's facts.
I love my wife.
You could have fallen. Hey, you could have fell in love with a dog.
I was,
and I would have been like,
I was I looking at Bakari's face, but he said, it could have been a man. Bakari said, whoa.
For real, though. Just say that, though.
You would if you fell in love with. What if you fell in love with.
Dashiki's
right.
Dashiki's
right. If you fell in love with a 60-year-old woman, I would not treat you any different, bro.
I would. I got like
60.
I say, bro, a 16?
He
or
said
16.
Oh, open your ears.
Bro, open your lips.
Open your ears.
Open your lips.
Everybody else heard me, and Pops and Socks people heard me, but you ain't heard.
Well, yeah.
If you fell in love with a 60-year-old, I'd treat you a little different.
I wouldn't.
Look, really I'm not going to lie to you. Look, I'd be like, so.
So you have to check, huh?
Yeah. Is she all the way out? Like, is that what you cashing in
word
on?
Word call, get your money, man. Life goes on.
So be home. Anyway.
Oh, gosh. So first Black History Month fact I'm going to drop for y'all. Who was the first black person to win a Grammy?
Ooh. I don't even know.
I don't really? Even know.
I'm going to go ahead and hit you with it. Which one?
Ray Charles?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah. Stevie Wonder? Young Stevie.
What?
Was it on the I Wish?
No. I don't think that was an album.
Stevie Wonder was the first black person to win a Grammy?
The first black artist to win a Grammy for Album of the Year.
Okay.
1973.
Was the
that's crazy.
For Inner Visions.
Was that the orange one?
I'm not sure, but I'm about to go and listen to Stevie. And I pray.
I'm still Stevie blind. Stevie ain't blind, though. I think he been faking. Listen.
He big blind.
Did Shaq ever tell you? I can't remember.
I heard that story.
Well, Shaq said, yo, Stevie Wonder was driving my car. He said, I don't care. Stevie not blind. He's okay.
Oh, God.
He said Stevie Wonder
Shaq,
was.
Shaq, you a fool for that one.
Yeah, Shaq came out and told Stevie Wonder, like, he was probably, he said, bro, he didn't, like, he didn't do bad either. Enough to be like, are you really blind? Or we watched a video, like, Stevie Wonder had perfect form shooting that free throw, and a kid full of school. How did, he had never, he didn't know, he had never seen
about it. Videos of this stuff. He could be,
yeah, I seen the video.
Ain't him no shooting. Video.
There ain't no video. Pull the video up right now, then.
Now we ain't got time for that.
No, he can pull it up while we talking.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, team.
So Stevie Wonder actually won 3 consecutive Grammys for Album of the Year.
That's bananas.
That's how dope Stevie Wonder is. So if you can either have Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles, who you picking?
Ooh, Stevie.
One of their musical collections is totally wiped from existence. First of all, I could do it. I'm asking the question.
To be, I would say Stevie for the fact that Ray Charles is a little. I mean, Stevie Wonder is a little bit, but definitely not a little bit. It's older than me. But I remember growing up listening to Stevie Wonder more than I did Ray Charles. I mean, the only time I listened to Ray Charles was when they made the movie Ray.
Georgia.
Jamie Foxx killed it.
I would have to say I got to keep Ray Charles, just because I listened to
Albany State.
Huh?
Your connection to Albany State?
Not even that. I listened to Ray Charles before that. But I mean, I don't know. Just his music touched me a different way. Like, it was just one of them. It's a bop.
So, I feel that.
It's a bop.
I feel that. That's what's up. So, you know what? I think I'm going to have to keep the Stevie Wonder. And it's extra disrespectful that Stevie has not got his biopic like Ray did, man.
Right.
I'm going to need for somebody to come through with that Stevie Wonder.
We might have to do it.
Now, wait. Was Ray Charles alive when Ray?
No, he out? Ray just died. Right. I remember, because I always remember.
What kind of form is that?
Look. He's blind, brother. He's blind, brother. You going straight to him.
First of all, it's already disrespectful to ask a blind person to shoot basketball.
That's hockey disrespectful. Hey, man. Smite him, God. I said, really? First of all, he had form. For somebody who never shot basketball, he had form.
He had form?
Yeah.
Wait, he had 3-year-old form?
He did. I just say he did shit like. You see how he held the arm out, though? You see how when he held out the arm out there, this is what I. That's why I say he faking.
Yo, nah. He had to have practiced that.
We're gonna have to,
because he was at home and he said, "What do I do with my hands after I shoot the ball?"
What's that?
Y'all go look at that video.
That was the quickest release I ever seen in my life.
Y'all go look at that video. Ain't nobody tell him how far away the basketball.
Yeah, he didn't know how far it was.
Stevie, it's approximately.
I didn't even care about the fact that he missed the shot.
I didn't expect him to make it.
Couldn't see to make the shot.
That's actually, it wasn't horrible. It was just what he did with his hands after. He was confused.
You going straight to hell, brother.
My man was confused.
Smite him.
That's
it's
wild.
It's not even that, though.
Anyway.
Smite the person that made the video.
We'll be coming with you in each Black History fact or contribution that a person of color contributed to the world's success.
That has not been spoken of yet.
That stoplight? Black man.
Black.
Peanut butter.
We already knew that one. That's the one that. Black. That's the only one they.
Super Soaker.
It was a black man.
Black.
Blackity
black. Pencil sharpener. Black.
Male postal system.
Black.
Come on, fam.
I was going to say something else.
Hit him
that
with
pops
it.
Dr.
Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. Colin Powell out here.
Colin Powell. He's out here.
Colin Powell. Colin Powell.
I heard that. I was like, right.
Yeah, I don't have to double down on it.
Hey, man. My man.
But anyway, Colin Powell.
Colin Powell.
So Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Mixed. Black.
Black.
Mixed. Black. But he got some black in him.
Ain't no black in him. He black.
He's black.
He's saying black because we need black.
Listen. But the question. How you do a litmus test? My mama said, how you tell somebody
them.
Black?
Tell
they still going to call you. If they refer you as the N-word first, then you black.
Black.
Not saying that's appropriate, but I've heard, as you grow up, you hear all kinds of crazy stuff.
Man, especially living here.
Listen.
What?
We coming from an area, like, if you listen to this, like, the rebel flag, again, it wasn't until, honestly, I go to college. Like, to me, seeing rebel flags on hats, shirts, jackets, remember, what was that? That was a team? It was a football team, high school football team. That was their literal mascot.
Wild.
That was their literal mascot.
Insane.
And we just like, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
It was a norm around here, though.
Right. It still is. I mean, the school, Stonewall Jackson.
Norm around here.
Look, if you want to hear Stonewall Jackson, Washington Lee. All these cool names. Naming out the Confederate generals. But no, here they.
Yep.
Anyway, we're moving forward. Anyway, pops and socks.
Pops and socks. Let's get it.
Black history.
Black history month.
All right, y'all want to go deep diving into these questions?
All right, the topic of today.
The topic of today. We're going to keep it nice and light like a pastry.
I got one question. Like a croissant. Hey, before we get going with that, though.
God. You and these
go
questions.
Ahead, man, for real.
It was something I was watching earlier.
Uh-huh.
And it was a question about, you know, fathers and their daughters. So mm-hmm. they said, if you have a daughter and they go on a date with a man, would you want your daughter paying for the bill or splitting it half? Or would you want the man paying for the whole bill?
I don't know how to do a Black History or topic, but...
No, I'm just asking a question.
I want my daughter to come with her money.
Like... How old is your daughter?
I mean, obviously, like, they're teenager? Let's say they're,
are they adults? Are they teenagers? Are they,
I would say, like,
young kids?
High school. Let's say high school, college.
Okay, then I would, first and foremost, I would want my daughter to be treated with the same, like, respect. Because if you think that you, men have this weird thing that they think,
the question
if you
is,
pay,
do
if
you want
pay for,
to pay for the meal?
No, not another thing, because you think, men think if you pay for certain meals, you're then obligated to send such other things.
I never thought that.
You never thought that.
You never
but
thought
if
that.
I had a daughter, you I never would, if I had a daughter, I want her to bring her own money.
Right.
And I want her to eat. Y'all can either go half. But I do not want him paying for the full thing because right. I don't want him thinking he about to get the keys to the kingdom.
All right. So that's what I just said.
The keys to the kingdom. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. I ain't disagreeing. I'm agreeing with you saying I want my wife, not my wife, I want my daughter to pay for her own meal.
Also, but that's up to teaching that's us fine. Who have sons to be
if
like,
you have a
because
son,
you be, do you teach
son.
Him to pay for the whole thing too?
Yeah. Do you but tell if your she, son, only pay for yours, man.
No, she but would. I was, okay.
Oh, it's definitely double standards in this. No, no
I
doubt
wouldn't really
about
consider
it.
That a double standard. I would just consider it. On one side for the man, it's chivalrous. Yeah. And for the woman, it's about stepping into your own power.
It's appropriate. Yeah. I guess what's appropriate. Yeah. You I got, think I would, because if I had, like, if Isaiah had a date and I knew, like, you know, this is it. Yeah. Like, he's the one I want you to pay for everything. Like, so this, I'm giving you enough money because I'm clear I don't have to pay. I'm going to have to. That's what, listen, that's why I still don't have no dates right now. Because yeah. I was like, I don't got the idea of. Kid, like 10, 11 year olds going on dates money. Because that's more money. I got. I'm not taking. I'm not dating this girl. Why do I got to pay and funnel this date?
If my kid got his own money, he ain't going on dates.
Y'all lying through y'all teeth.
I am not gonna send. My
I want
son,
to say that
first
idea,
of all, my
but
son
I'm
has
I'm
to lying. Work. He has to work for his, for that date. If he wants to go on a date, okay, son. Not saying you gotta get a job, but you gotta do something that's gonna get you some revenue coming.
What's that him? Video of that little boy finding out, like, coming to realization how much money he has to take his girlfriend on a date? He's like, he looks like he might be like 10 or 11. And he says, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I realized something. He said, I told her we could get ice cream afterward. He said, how much money is that? I said, exactly, brother. Look, exactly. You mean it ain't even enough. But
ice cream. You got
ice
one
cream.
Scoop.
Yeah, you would get a scoop and get out of here.
We're
no topics.
Little spoons.
We're sharing.
Matter of fact, let's get one big cup we share. Let's be cute and share. Let's try. You can finesse it. Man, look, you can finesse it like that. But, nah, I think, I would, like Shaka said, I would want my son to be chivalrous, respectful, and to try to pay for those said meals.
Yeah.
Right? But if she wants to go half, or if you guys are unsure about that or going Dutch, hey, you take care of the dinner. You take care of, like, the movie tickets and the dinner, and she takes care of the ice cream afterwards, et cetera, or
but
whatnot.
Would you be upset, and let's say, if your daughter went on a date and said, and she came back home, and let's say that whenever the bill came out, because, like I said, I was going off of what I listened to on the podcast, because he said, basically, this girl went on a date, right?
Yeah.
And when the bill came, the dude looked at the check, and he said, you want me to pay for this or you want to pay for this?
What's the problem?
And your daughter said, like, your daughter told you that. What would you say? Because I would
be
upset the fact that you picked up the bill and you looked at it and said, you want me to get it.
Nah.
I would say, yo. Just,
that's
just,
hella
like if I think if you already know going in, yeah. Like, hey, are we splitting this? I think you have to have an uncomfortable. Okay. So you have to have an uncomfortable conversation first. Yep. If it's already said, like you were saying, hey, don't worry about it. I'm taking you out. Now, I think that's what people try to get in the word. If you guys just mutually agree, hey, you know, this is how we met, I think we should, like, let's go. You want to go see a movie? Yeah, let's disagree. Then I think it should be split. But if you mutually, if he approaches her, hey, I would love to take you out sometime for dinner, maybe in a movie. Would you ever be interested in doing something? And she said, you know what? Thanks. So then I believe it's on the man's responsibility because you invited her solely. She had no intention, no idea or plan on going until you invited. Right. I came out because you asked. And then all of a sudden, to then come out and be like, are you trying to go half? Wait a minute. You asked me.
Half. He said, you want me to get it or you want to get it? The thing is, you better ask that before you even get the bill.
That's what I say. I think you
have to open the bill.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you want to get this? You
there's been multiple bills.
She would be like, I got it.
There's multiple bills that I split, whether that I personally split, or then I told her, I got it, or hey, listen. Or to be up real with you, or straight up, hey, listen, I ain't got it like that this week. I know we want to go out to eat. Yeah. So before we do this, you trying to split this? Look, let's be real. There ain't no shame in my game. And if you say, I personally, if I felt like my sole responsibility is basically having to be like, I have to fund everything that we do, then I have another kid, not another like helpmate.
I tell my wife all the time, like, hey, you got this?
Why? Because marriage is
why?
Different.
Because your money, my money. Marriage, it don't matter what different. Card you swipe. Yeah, but that's because swiping from the same account.
I really want to hear from single, because when you translate this into the adult world,
okay,
when it comes to going on dates, I feel that the man should be responsible to pay for everything.
Okay,
right?
Single, right?
If you're you're single.
Yeah, not married.
So everywhere you go, hey man, you going to the movie? Man pays. You going out to eat? Man pays.
But now,
if
like
the
Anthony
woman
said,
wants to chip in, leave a tip if you want. If you want, but I got that covered.
But
too.
I think like Anthony said, and I'll give two examples for this. If you initially invite the woman out, yes, it is your obligation to pay because you're taking, like I said, she didn't want to go. She didn't have intentions on going anywhere. She was going to chill at the house. If you invite the woman out, then yes, you should pay. But let's say, for instance, you are at work. And like I said, we all, people have female co-workers.
Yeah.
So therefore, let's just say, hey, man, look, I'm about to go to Chick-fil-A. All right, I'm about to come with you.
Right.
She comes with you. You're not obligated to pay, even though she's y'all too. Y'all just, like I said, you pay. She paid for hers.
Also,
you pay
this,
for yours.
This is not like a dating situation.
Is this date like if you like?
So let's just say like y'all both go to Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah.
Is say this hey, a dating situation.
Or let's say go to Applebee's. Y'all sit down at the table.
Situation? Is this a dating? Are we dating? I mean,
so dating is what basically two. People
I'm not paying
like
for my because I date sure I ain't paying for my coworkers.
I mean, so I said dating what is dating? Basically, two people that like each other going out
trying to tell the vet like if they want to do a long term relationship.
Nah, because inviting a coworker out to lunch is different.
Versus like, hey, I'm about to go out and something to eat. Oh, let me roll with you. I'm rolling there too. That's like I'm tagging along versus
that. That's boys.
So let's just say, for instance, like I said, y'all are dating, or y'all going on a. Let's say y'all dating. Let's say y'all going on a date.
Right.
You know, say hey, I'm trying to put it. In
I feel
a
like
way
you should know. Also, you should. I feel like you should know the type of person you're trying to go on a date with too. I mean, that's what the point of date to get to know them. But
you really never know somebody intentionally because anybody can switch up at any moment.
Because I mean, what? So what? That requires a tricky question. Is what? I guess when do you question to start? You think about you going Dutch on some stuff, or are you expecting him to pay for every? You don't plan. Your money's your money, and his money is your money. Are you on one of those? Like what? When do you start to go half or I'll contribute or
this is when you're married?
Yeah,
when you're married. That's
because I haven't been single in a very, very long time. I have no idea how the dating game works.
So if we could say if I have my son, he's going to take all day. Hey, son, it's your responsibility to pay for everything. Yes. Make sure you have enough. If she, again, this is kind of like what we talked about last episode. As a man, I guess we're told in order to be in shivers, you want, like I said, my expectations prior before being married was you take care of me, I take care of us. In the sense, you want one income to cover everything. But in the, we know life be lifing.
Life do be lifing.
Life be lifing. In the chin out here. But in the case of that, then I believe you should have your extra money to help. Hey, I can help with us too. Right.
Yeah.
And because, again, you want one income to take care of everything. That's the goal. Right. Mm-hmm. But we know. Good. Sounds good. Sounds great. Sounds great. But we know that's not always the case. So I think the same thing would come to go into dating. Because if I had a son, my son, hey, son, this should cover everything. Your tickets, movie. Make sure you be respectful. Keep your hands to yourself.
Open up that door.
Open up the door and, you know, practice those things. Be very, you know, kind stuff to her parents. Treat her like you would want somebody to treat your mother.
So,
you know what I mean?
So, and, for instance, like you're dating or you have a woman that you're seeing or together with.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put it in the more respectful terms. But you're seeing someone.
Okay.
So, at what point? Was I not talking loud enough?
It was very small.
Hello?
It was
very small.
Oh, there we go. All right.
You sound like Michael Jackson.
So, you're seeing someone. At what point do you feel comfortable that y'all should go Dutch? What should you go? Because you asked the question, at what should you go Dutch on? So what do you think you should go Dutch on when dating? Or is there ever a time that you should never? I mean, is there ever a time you should go Dutch?
Again, if I'm telling her, "Hey, get your cell phone. Let's go out and get something to eat." Then I'm already know I got it covered.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it covered. But is there ever a time that you should go Dutch?
I think whenever you have maybe an established relationship, then you can start doing that. Because it's like, you don't go on a couple of dates and you get comfortable farting around your partner.
First of all, I hope you never that fucking comfortable around me.
What's going to happen, brother?
I know it's going to happen.
Oh, you're going to walk in the house at the wrong different time.
Hey, man.
You're like,
what's that?
Is that you? You low-key juggler.
Are you allowed to fart in front of me?
That's what you just...
Are you dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on your horse.
Yes, we are talking about double standards. Yes, that is the case.
All good.
But...
Because I felt like I should have paid every single meal. Now, there was times, I ain't going to lie, I feel on hard times.
Hey, I'll tell you straight up.
And
look,
you can't. And like I said, I didn't go. But
hey, then you can finesse it. Hey, let me cook for you in the crib.
Yeah,
man.
Come to the crib. Simple. Simple. Get one of them little well-put-together Alfredo packs.
Cheap.
But like I think in marriage, because I realize this in marriage, you don't have to, I guess, go Dutch anymore. Like I said, I tell my wife all the time, yo, go and swipe your car. Why? Because we have a joint account. Yep. So therefore, it don't matter whose car is being swiped, it's swiping from the same account.
It boils down to I don't think there's a wrong way. Because I think once we try to put an ultimatum on dating or social norms or marriages, that's when people get upset or angry. What works for you and your relationship? Like that, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to live your life with other people. Yeah, I don't care if you like it. But Kari, listen. I say Bakari. I don't throw you the bus. But say if Bakari is telling his wife, like this. I did nothing to deserve this.
Wow.
He said, I was sitting. She called a straight bullet. But nah, if you're going Dutch and it works for you, or as a man, your wife likes it and you like paying for everything, cool. Like, because then you get to the argument of how does rent split or how do you pay half of stuff on these bills? Now, if you desire personally, I want to make sure I'm the provider, I'm taking care of our family, then that's what you should do. But if you and your wife, you're not in that position just yet, then you should tailor those expectations and those desires to what can we do? Because you at the end of the day, you guys are one. You know, if I'm paying the bills, let's say if I had a stay-at-home wife, she's staying with the kids. Her expectations, I go home, work hard, take care of the money, come home, then help be with the kids and help be a family. But a certain expectation, same thing. I would expect if you've been here all day, then I'm assuming you're cooking something or ordering something at this point. But what works for you and your family? But that's a good question of Carter.
Yeah, I say don't ever take what we say as into it's supposed to be. Now, some things are supposed to be this way.
Yeah.
As into if you are married, you are supposed to be one. But at the same time, like I said, other stuff that we take, don't take it as into it's set in stone, it's written on a book of tablets.
Yeah.
Look here, these are all opinions. Something, like I said, some things we do say are facts. But some things, like I said, with the whole paying for your, you know, paying for your date, that's all opinions. That's off of life experience, and that's off of what we experience in life and what we know.
Right.
So, like I said, it's nothing to create an argument about. It's nothing to get upset about. Shoot, if you don't fall on us off of that, look, you was never meant to fall us in the first place.
But
I like that.
Yeah, how do you? So you want your son? You want tell your son to pay for y'all's your daughter or his dates stuff?
Hey, chivalry ain't dead in our house.
You also got to think, bro. If you ain't got no money to be going, why are you inviting people? Nothing worse.
I think that's why. Like, I want my son to have to work for it because you need to understand the full magnitude of what you're putting yourself into.
Right.
So therefore, when you get older, you can't just ask your mom that, hey, I need some ducats. I need some ducats to pay for my wife. I mean, to pay for my girlfriend to go on a date.
I ain't dating her. So I'm going on.
So what I'm trying to say,
you got to like that.
So if not pay for his dates. About it, he will appreciate it more and he will understand, okay, I have to sit there and work.
Steward my money well.
Yeah, steward it. She's going to eat. The thing is, whether she's a high-end woman, whether she wants
lobster. You better tell her those expectations, brother.
So that means you're gonna have to work a lot harder. So you're gonna have to sit there and make a couple hundred. Not saying your bill gonna be 100.
That goes into the craziness of it. Made me think of when you said tired woman. There's a real thing is women out here will say yes to dates just to get a free meal.
Oh, 100%.
That's bananas to me.
Hey, that's game though.
That's so then you're so then so if he's paying a meal, then I'm not we're not gonna get under unbiblical. But then when you do stuff like that, you then put false expectations on this man to be like, hey, so you just eating? What are we doing after this? We going to a movie, or do you say, all right, thanks. I don't think we're gonna do this again, but thanks for dinner though. You know, I mean, as a real man, you could be like,
and that way, you count your loss. Granted, back then, that was me.
Nah, you got to take that L, player.
If that was me back then, I would have said something. But at the same time, like right. now, like you now, just take that. Yeah, like, you take that as a loss. You understand from that, and I think that's where discernment comes in. Because once you actually learn from that, you understand. You know how to read those people now.
I think so
and
too.
And you'll be able to understand. Oh, no, this woman just want me. Just she want a free meal.
Oh,
she ate a couple weeks.
She want a free meal. I got something for you. Hey, go ahead. Let's go ahead. Cut this in half. Go say that's it. Look,
nah, ain't that. Like, yeah, she thinks she can go. Okay, look, you want to go out to eat again? Yeah, we're going to roll to McDonald's.
I'm not taking you McDonald's. No, I'm
going to McDonald's.
If I feel like you're using me, I'm not going to waste my time going out with you like that. Like,
what I was going to say. I feel like you should know that intention before you go out to eat.
That too. Like, if you have some.
But you don't know if a woman going to sit there and say, I'm just with you. I never went to dinner
with a complete stranger to be like, so.
Because you don't know until you actually experience the full day. So therefore, she might have been a cool person. Mm-hmm. Y'all might have been vibing. In her mind, she thinking, oh yeah, I'm about to get me this meal because I ain't ate today, so I gotta hustle my way. She might be
like, I don't feel like cooking today, it's free meal, I don't really like
them. And you going into it, yo, I'm really feeling this lady, I'm gonna take her out to eat. And at the end of the day, she's talking about, you know what, you know, it was all good, but you know, I just really want to take it slow right now. All right,
cool. I don't know, but cool. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Then she just blow you off. That's cool. At that point, you never knew. Now you hurt because you thought y'all was vibing, y'all was kicking.
I'm adjusting accordingly. Yeah, like, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, and I'm sorry the thing didn't work out like we wanted.
And that's
to.
That's so hard as a
it
man.
Won't be a second
take,
time.
It's so hard as a young man with so much testosterone.
The ego to take it, bruise.
To take it, because you coming back, you coming back from round two. It's not even the fact that you're gonna try to get back at it. It's just like you're gonna be so upset. And your ego going to be so hurt and your pride going to be so hurt at the fact that you just realized you got played.
Okay, all right, so can I give you the old, when I say I wasn't always treating people's daughters, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
I have very altered numbers. This is unsaved Anthony. This pops stock, I'll be honest on here.
Be real.
So, okay, so if I felt like that was the case, like, oh, like, I feel like in the middle of the date, you know, but I feel like if you order shrimp and lobster and you order the highest stuff and I feel like you're not interested, oh, what else you giving up? Oh, you ain't giving nothing? Oh, I feel like, oh, I'm not one of those people that force it. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Oh, cool. That's cool. Hey, how would you do it? Half, please.
Please.
Oh, half?
I'm taking care of
it. I thought you were taking out. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Listen, isn't it okay? We do half. Like you said, you were uninterested. Let's cut our losses. I'm not mad about it. I'm actually a little bit bitter on the inside. But we're going to see who do half.
When you're interested in me, then you get the full benefits of me.
Facts.
But when you sitting there just only interested in the things that I have.
Oh, I'm also interested in the things that you have as well. This is not mutually exclusive, women.
And I feel
I'm interested in the things that you have as well, too.
And I feel like I said, you know.
But it's wrong for me to say that out loud, though.
Well, absolutely. If you appreciate me, you get all that I have. But if you appreciate the thing that I have, then you're only gonna get that thing once.
And I'm also the rest of the and same thing. And I want the same thing once. Oh. I wanted the same thing once.
Look, appreciate
the time. Here's the thing. So when you go on dates, you can't.
Give me Lord.
You cannot. Act like a husband with your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, glory.
Say it again.
You cannot act like a husband with your boyfriend and girlfriend. Because they always say, hey,
give you
wives,
that free game for $9.99.
They also say, women, stop giving men wifely things when you're dating.
Preacher.
Save things for the man.
You will ruin your marriage. I'm telling you right now.
Look, that's probably what 85% of my struggles, et cetera, and nonsense have happened. Why don't you tell me this later, earlier, Shaka?
I don't know about it because I ain't always been like,
hey, man, why don't you tell me that before?
$9.99.
Yeah, right. I'm giving you free game out here. Listen, again.
So if you went on a date, right?
Yeah.
With a nice lady.
Yeah.
You knew she had a kid.
Yeah.
At the end of the date, she orders food for her kid. You paying for that?
Yeah.
My man, there you go.
Yeah, like if I know she has a kid going in, yeah. Hey, I'm just gonna, I gotta get my, I gotta get my son or my daughter something to eat. I said, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Then go ahead, throw it on there.
Now how you feel? Because I saw a video.
She got 8 kids. Look,
no.
She got 15.
She had a kid.
Look,
she had a kid.
You got look. You pay for your kids' meals, right? I got yours. I'm not dating.
This woman ordered her kid like a 10-ounce steak.
I kid you, disco dead. Disco dead out
there. It was a steak and a potato, man.
I didn't get the steak.
He said 10-ounce steak. I instantly became single. If my son ever.
What?
A 10-ounce.
I
thought Fred Flintstone was you gonna get a ribeye?
That's basically what I heard. I got my son a ribeye.
You gonna get a ribeye?
Oh
here?
My god.
You're not gonna pay for that? Because the video.
No. In
the video, this couple was going ham because he had videotaped this whole entire thing. And he was telling the server, he's like, don't you bring that to my table. I'm not paying for that. You give that to her. She's paying for that steak. I'm not paying for that steak for her kid. Absolutely not.
First of all, like, if
absolutely
so
not.
So I would like, I would put this in context. I don't know how we got here, but we're rolling with it. This is gold. But I would say for real, Bakari was there.
Yeah.
We were at a church-based event. Uh-huh. We're out after Eve, where the camp says, my son, we were out there. He's all, at the time, he was like 10, yeah. 10, 11. He had the audacity to tell me, "Daddy, I want ribs." And I said, "I'm thinking of the kids' meal."
Run to everybody,
bro. Run to everybody. I said, "Look, listen. I look down at that menu. Now, mind you, what it was is I had the money.
Yeah,
it's not about the money. But in my mind, I thought he was so. I thought it was low-key disrespectful because
oh, you grown now.
You asking me for grown man type stuff with a child appetite." And I said, you're just trying to play me.
In the midst of my people.
Right, in front of the people. So that's the way I took it. So you're just trying to take advantage of my kindness right now. So that's why I was triggered by it. So you talk about Bakari already sees my face. And Bakari is, he making no better. He is rolling right now. I said, son, I promise you now. Yeah. I said, yeah. And I was thinking, I said, Anthony, get that boy. I said, no. I said, ribs? It wasn't like the 4 or 5. But it was the rack of ribs.
The whole rack.
And
the rack.
Tell him.
The whole side piece.
The whole side piece. I said, bro. I said, I said, let you not finish one of these ribs. I promise you. You will never, ever.
We ain't taking it home. We eat it all in this setting. You eat it in the setting.
You will never, I will never order nothing. Like, you will eat from the kids' menu for the rest of your life.
Why you treating him like Ms. Trunchbull?
Because as a kid, you're thinking two things. You're either going to order off the kid menu or you getting chicken tenders.
In my mind, as a kid, you have a maximum, at least with me, of 13 and below. 13, 14 below, depending on where we go.
Dollars?
That's it.
Yes, max. Right. But
that's including your drink.
Matter of fact, my order, his order was more expensive than mine. If your order is more expensive than mine, then no. From a child standpoint. So, Shaka, didn't you make LaShonda order water when y'all first started dating?
I don't know why I keep saying that. So imagine, we seen you
cut the eye though.
I've never said,
what kind of drink would you like?
Y'all be trying to paint me out here like I'm Ike Turner or something.
I'm just like,
hey man, you know, water's cheap.
Look, so imagine Zola talking about she wants the rack of ribs, daddy. Look, his heart at 10.
Nah,
what, babe, would you want a baked potato with that, baby?
All right.
But you lying because you ain't been there before.
What you mean? How?
Keep the same energy.
I remember one time we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I think Chloe was probably about 7. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm expecting Chloe to get the little nuggets.
Right.
She's talking about, can I get the full bone-in wings?
What? She been hanging out with
Kinsley too much. Hey, dog. Look, how hot did you get on the grill?
I'm hot. So like I said, I understand what you talked about. Look, dude. Like I said, when you said dude ordered a 10-ounce steak, though.
Boy.
For the kid?
I'm telling you right
as
now.
As a grown man meal. Nah. Yo, how old is your kid? She said her kid, but her son 21.
I'm thinking of Gary Coleman.
That's what I think of.
They got to be Gary Coleman.
Strokes.
Because you, I'm telling you right now, I refuse.
Ladies,
you better not let your, and you got to check your kid, too. I'm more upset at the mother for not checking her kid.
Bro, like now that's not state. Now you're, no, just, he wasn't now you're trying to take advantage.
They were on a single date. They were by themselves. I don't think she, the mother said, while she was talking, that was for her. She was like, well, I got my kid at the house. He's going to be hungry.
You know what?
Let me get that steak.
That was for her husband.
I don't know what he said. He told her, hey, he got money, baby. You better go out on this date.
That was for your husband.
But I'm telling you right now, if it made sense as a kid order, I'm not saying you had to get the two chicken tenders and the fries for your kid. But if you're, let's say what she's saying was true. It sounded like her kid might have been between the age of, like, let's say 10 through 16. Let's say he's older, 16, 17.
Uh-huh.
Sir, you can get this platter, not for the 10-ounce steak. That's not going to be $22+ or 20 more. What you can get, I'm going to get something realistically, because I'm thinking, excuse me, this is just because of me and my thinking in general. I don't want to feel like I'm abusing or misusing somebody's kindness.
Yeah.
I've never been that person. So me to order a 10-ounce steak when for somebody else, my kid, that's not there. No. What I can do is look through this menu. Hey, let me get the 6-piece chicken tenders and the fries and put the vegetables on there. Then we go. That makes sense. I'm taking care of that. But if you ordered up, it sounded like it's correct.
The thing is, I let Chloe order steak before, but it was off the kids meal.
Right, they had, kids steak.
They had the steak bites or like the little
steak medallions.
My son, they had those, but I'm telling you right now,
my son's old enough to finish a 10-ounce steak, but ask me, did he get one?
But no,
right?
No, I feel like it's levels to a menu.
We got to stay at the house.
At your age, so if you're a child, you stay on the kids menu until you advance or until you graduate.
Matter of fact, I would say 13.
At 13, then I feel like you can start ordering from the the entree, but you stay on the entree. So that's like the chicken tenders, the grilled chicken. You might get their burger.
Right. All those make sense.
Yeah. But then, like I said, as you get older, like I said, when you graduate, when you graduate high school, I promise you, at that moment is when I will get you that 10-ounce.
You know
steak.
What?
You earned that steak.
Matter of fact, first and foremost, we come from a place of being scarred, because I used to think it was more, I thought, like McCarty said. I thought a Big Mac was only for adults.
Right,
like,
yeah, easy.
Mentioning to my mother that, hey, can I get a number 2? What? Boy, you don't get out of my face. You know, number 2, you better go to that dollar menu.
Exactly.
Look.
Double cheeseburger.
So I feel like, even when I see kids, like teenagers and stuff like that, or let me get some Starbucks. Bro, you 6, we just ordering coffee. You got the audacity for you and your parents to order all straight off the adult side of the menu.
I got hot when Brittany was letting our kids order a quarter pounder, because I said,
quarter pounder?
Now I got to sit there and submit to that, because they didn't have the experience. They've been exposed to that experience.
You're wild.
You know what y'all sound like? You sound like your old parents now trying to do things in the old ways. I work as a wife.
So
shot, you can't.
Parents, so question. So
exposing them too early could damage them.
Right. No,
you act like you exposing them to radiation.
It could damage them.
Exposing them to radiation.
A gift too early can become a curse.
It's food.
A gift too early can become a curse out here.
Bro.
But anyway,
I'm with middle schoolers at the YMCA, right?
Uh huh.
They come to the Y after school. These kids haven't eaten since lunch. So what do a Which lot like of
two
these,
hours
do,
ago?
What do, no, it's like 3 or 4. No, from well, the kids 11 be all right. to like 4 or 5 when they're getting picked up. These kids are hungry.
Be all right.
So what a lot of them, that's how we grew up. We were just all right.
You eat whenever it gets on the table.
Parents now give their kids Cash App cards, or they will DoorDash full Chick-fil-A meals to the YMCA, and they be paying for food for their friends. Shout out.
Are they white?
Full. I had to think about it.
I would say there's one time that I quote DoorDash Isaiah, not even DoorDash. Yeah, I had it delivered to his to the Y. It was actually he went to the Y. It was during the summer program. Mm-hmm. He had actually packed his meal.
Wow.
Set it on the table. He waits till we get to the actual state. Talk about, I forgot my lunch. By then, I had to go to work. I said, bro, I can't get it.
Yeah.
So I didn't want him to starve. So I was mad, because then I had to spend basically $15 on a $5 pizza to get a DoorDash.
I remember that. I remember you bought
to
that
the
pizza.
Wild. Boy, you talking about hot?
I do remember that.
That's the only time. There's levels to this. That's what I'm saying. There's levels to this. Yeah, but all I heard was, what are we going to do, honey? In my mind, what I heard when the lady ordered a steak for her son, we going to get this man, I don't know if I'm going to see him again, but we going to get him for all he's worth. I got you a steak. Or she said, I'm going to get me a steak for later. Hey, matter of fact, if she would have said, can I order a steak for later? I'd probably be like, all right. But if the fact that she said, I'm ordering for my son, who's 10 or 8.
Like, I don't care that my kids have the expensive stuff.
from time to time.
At the same time, I'm not going to have them order a 10-ounce steak with a with the 5-year-old appetite.
Right. You just, you're ordering steak with you're wilding because you can.
Because your stomach's not going to, like I said, if you can't retain that much, why are you ordering that much?
Because I can. That's the best thing. Because I can do
or
it.
Or if you just do it. I mean, think about it. I feel like if we were all in different financial situations, you would let your kids order whatever they want.
I still don't.
I promise you.
Even when I got it like that.
Even when I got it, I promise you, even during tax time, you know, everybody want to wild out tax time.
Do whatever
you want. But I'm not letting my kid order a steak on tax time, bro. Even with that, man, I promise you I'm not.
That's because we're right now, we're not poor mentally and spiritually, but you know, our finances ain't financing right
it's
now.
Not even,
we're working
not,
on it. It's coming
out. It's just the fact that you're being responsible, and two, you're not going to sit there and keep allowing your kids to sit there and order off this high stuff if they don't know the value of what it's worth.
I think,
kids like crab legs.
Okay,
yeah,
yes.
You do.
Yes.
Y'all got crab legs out there.
But the thing is, I never just order my kids crab legs just for them to have. They're getting the experience with me. So if I order a steak, just like, okay, for example, my kids did have steak before. When me, my mom, and Brittany took the kids to Mississippi, bro, we got a 4-pound steak.
Y'all were on vacation, but y'all budgeted to have steak.
That meal alone, like I said, we had 4-pound steak,
yeah,
and we had 2 pounds of fried shrimp, 2 pounds of grilled shrimp.
Oh, yes.
On top of, so the thing is, that meal alone is about $300. But at the same time, it's not like I ordered that 4-pound steak for Chloe. I ordered it for me, my mom, and Brittany, but they got to share the experience. So let's say if I ordered a 10-pound steak, yeah, you know what, son? You want 10-pound steak? Okay, I'm gonna get a 10-pound steak. I'm gonna eat it, and I'm gonna let you have what's left of it because you're gonna experience. You're gonna get to experience it because you're my son. That's but I'm not gonna give you the full
the same
experience
mindset
by yourself.
So okay, we know everybody's how you do your house is how you do your house. So like, think of who you have cookouts, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Come on, fam.
Hamburgers and hot dogs are for who?
The children.
Us and the children.
The children.
When you go to a cookout, my son, when we have steak, you know, we might have, if we feel real, you know, we might make chicken for having a cookout. He might get a piece of chicken. But if you have a steak and ribs, they're for who?
Who? I ain't never seen
steak. Oh, the adults.
Right.
See, the thing is, your kid will only get a piece of chicken is if you give him some of your chicken. Hey, Dad, can I get a taste? Yeah, like I said, I might cut my kid off. Like I said, if it's like Ivory, okay, yeah, I'll give her like a little piece of chicken because, you know, they're not going to take the full thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I promise you, on every cookout, hey, Dad, can I get some of that barbecue chicken?
Huh? What?
Your raggedy stuff
is right over there.
Right over there.
Hamburgers and hot dogs. I'll throw some barbecue sauce on there for you.
And you better get your drink out of the kids' cooler, too. But there's levels to this because, like you said, I appreciate it a lot more. Think about when you had to sit at the kids' table you was a kid. But when you finally got to sit at the adult table, you're like, oh, gosh, I made it.
Bro, she likes the mac and cheese. Look, who gets the corner piece, the corner crust piece of the mac and cheese?
There's four of them.
Adults get it, though.
Y'all,
adults get it. You all know right. That's written in the code.
That's certain code.
You don't get no kid a corner piece of mac and cheese.
Hey man, listen.
The crust.
Listen, I'm tired of golden all these black rules. All right, stop doing this to your kids.
Black History Month.
Black History Month.
Nah,
that's what it is.
Black History Month.
If you have shrimp at a cookout, bring enough shrimp for the kids.
Hey, no, don't get what they want. They have champagne taste with like no money.
They might get a piece of shrimp off my plate.
Look, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I reasoned as a child. I ate. That's not the square. That's not the word.
You
but now I would eat as a child.
You got to think. You about to have a son with your appetite. You already got a daughter with your appetite.
Yeah, my friend, look, let's just run this back.
So we're going to watch up your life. So when your kids are 10, hey, Dad, I'm going to get this 10-ounce steak.
I just shocked. What 10-ounce? What?
10-ounce.
And Zoe like, okay, it's he gets a steak. I'm gonna get the lobster.
I'm gonna crab legs.
It's
daddy.
All dependent upon your finances.
Even if I had it, no, you just I feel you try to play.
If you have the money and money is nothing, and you could, if you just have money to
it's
spend,
it's not about nothing. It's not about money being nothing.
Whatever
it's
you want, kid.
It's about teaching the value.
Nah,
because
if you just give your kids whatever.
What are you teaching
them? Okay, we're talking about food.
I'm just saying, it starts with that.
Start with food.
Why don't it? What do you start with?
Take whatever.
Food.
Order whatever you want on the menu. I got you.
But you can also just say no.
We did.
Just
them order whatever. You're just saying, why don't you do it?
Because
if you got the finances.
Because it's like, yo.
So what's the point of saying if you got the finances, let them do it?
No.
What lobster? What? Matter of fact, I'm also. If I know my son trying to order something that's gonna be expensive, and he's like, so when he wanted the creme brulee stuff,
yeah,
at Blackbird Bakery, I said, son, it's tiramisu. Sorry, I said, son, you're not gonna eat that. I said, you won't like it. I know for sure. As your dad, I know you know your taste buds by now. You won't like it. So he act like I shot him. Like he was devastated. Okay. And I said, okay, fine. I said, but you're going to eat every bite. And
now you got a proof point.
Yeah, now I'm a proof point.
Now he's about to be like your little. Sure enough. Now I'm a trish ball.
I'm eating my. I said, eat this cake. I said, if not, we're going to consequences and repercussions. And he says, okay, I will.
Over some tiramisu.
Because you're wasting my money and wasting my time.
Okay, but what did you say? You're wasting my money
and time.
Let him experience that new experience.
And I did. We know what happened the first bite. Look, I never forget. He's sitting there. And even the guy behind him was like, hey, bro, I'm telling you right, you're not going to like that. The guy, he didn't want to hear me. He didn't want to hear me. The guy, I said, all right. I said, no. I said, don't worry.
He's been served already.
He didn't want to listen. He's been served. Sure enough, look, first bite. I said, I'm terrified of him. I look at him.
Yeah.
I try not to look because I'll tell you that first bite. He's like, yeah. I watched his shoulders drop. He said, oh.
How's that coffee taste, son?
Look, sure enough, he's eating. He tried to do much of the second bite. I'm trying to laugh. I said, hey, look, how is it? It's not bad. Look.
Yeah.
Then he started talking. I said, hey, you know, you got a whole lot of tiramisu left. He said, look.
Don't waste your breath on me, son.
Yeah. Hey, we got a whole lot of stuff. I said, tear it up. You said it was good. He said, it's all right. Look. And I said, you don't like it, do you? Look. He did like this with his head. That's what I thought. I said, exactly. And I said, exactly. And you want to finish it, too.
And which to the same point.
I think he threw like that much away.
In that story, I can see what Shock is talking about, because if he never had it, he would never be able to experience if he likes it or not.
I knew he didn't
like it. So I understand the experience. But at the same time, like I said,
wasn't even the main topic. We was always triggered with this.
Let you experience, in my opinion, I want you to experience some things you're going to have to pay for the experience.
That too.
So if you want the 10-ounce steak, you got to pay for that experience. If you want that tiramisu,
it's going to cost you something, right?
You got to pay for that experience. Some stuff I will let you experience if I have it. If I have it, I will give it to you freely for you to experience.
That's the same thing God does.
But if you're wanting to experience something that you want, you got to pay for that experience.
Right. And I wish I could say, like, we're all in the same boat here, different waves. I think we paddled to the right conclusion. Certain things, like you said, they're going to cost you something that you're going to have to, like Bakari said, you're going to have to pay for. And I think it would mean more, like, just like when kids get their money. These kids ain't stupid. Let's be real. Our kids ain't stupid. When Isaiah got Christmas money, he got a piggy bank. He got stuff stacked up in. But when we go to the store, just so happened, I always lose. I left my money at home. I ain't got it right now.
Put my money on game, because
I want to spend daddy's money. I don't want to spend my money. Which I don't blame him.
He's 12.
Right.
13.
I don't blame him. I want him to save his money. But I'm saying that's different levels to this. But anyway, how do we – listen, let's get to
– how do we get
– I don't know. We can't go to another topic.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the next episode.
we got a little bit of time.
We do got a little bit of time. So what was the main topic that you had a question here, bro?
So that was actually perfect timing, because this topic won't actually take too long. So I was watching Belief in Fatherhood, but I was watching his How Married Are You podcast, and I was diving
Shout out to Belief, man.
Shout out to Belief.
I bet they watching your podcast.
Give us a shout out, man.
Give us a shout out. If you want to come on Pop Socks, you can. You got it. But you got to. We ain't paying for you, dog. We say if you want to come out. You can bring Uzi, though.
Yeah, bring Uzi.
Uzi.
He's my favorite out here.
Uzi is a menace.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
So he was having a conversation with his wife during the podcast they were having a couple years ago. And he asked her if she had got hit on in public, would she go home and tell her husband that she got hit on? So I posed that to the people, to my people sitting right next to me.
Ew.
If your significant other was in public and they got hit on, would you want them to come home and let you know what happened?
Oh, we got to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Do we got to talk about it?
Let's break bread. I mean,
go ahead.
It's, like I said, it's just once again being open and honest, because like I said, if I'm getting hit on, I know for a fact my spouse will be like, yo, we got to talk about this. And not like as in a sense of, it's just like communicating. Yo, we know this happened, because you're going to get hit on regardless.
Everybody is.
So, like, so you're going to get hit on at some point.
Wildly.
But at the same time, like I said, I want to be like, all right, so yeah, I know you're getting hit on. I ain't gonna forbid you to go back to the store because some guy hit on you.
Yeah. Right. I trust your response in that sense. So, 100%. Like you said, I think if it's nothing, we literally the same question popped up in another group message. I'm with some of my friends and stuff from college, and we all of them pretty much had the consensus of the same answer of if, because one of my buddies said, yo, if somebody, my coworker, was flirting with me or like hit on me, and that happens to men and stuff too. We don't talk about it, but I think if you have to tell, you should tell your spouse or significant other about that, especially if there's nothing to hide. I know some guys might think that if it's not a big deal, why should I bring it up? And I get it, because sometimes
at least too many avenues open.
I've been in the I've been in to both those situations, that I've been in situations before where we've been in toxic relationships that I literally came home and said, yeah, what's something really was trying to hit on me, made me kind of really uncomfortable, I left. Why does she feel, again, women, how you respond determines a lot of things. If a man can trust you, if your man doesn't trust you, and I don't mean too. Like with his stuff, like we said this before, he doesn't trust you emotionally, meaning well, not with just his, but yours. If he feels like this is going to bring a fight, then I won't say a word. And I think some of the times like that, him not being able to voice his concerns or opinions can push him. I'm not saying this is right, but this is the man logic. This can push him in other areas or avenues that can end up in cheating or other things, because he says, I clearly can't tell you about what's happening. To get a little, it helps men get a little bit of that. I want to say like evil or that stress off his chest, to be like, I know how you respond to it. Because if I've been in a situation, as she said, literally it was word for word, when I told her that, straightforward, nothing, no intention. This person made me uncomfortable. Uh-huh. They were hitting him. Why does she feel comfortable even saying that to you? You must have been saying or doing something entertaining her for this, for her feel that comfortable saying it. I'm like, whoa, I can't even told you.
And the reason why I said that also leads a setup, because the thing is, if you're quiet about it, if you don't tell your spouse, almost like the Eve and the serpent.
Right.
If you don't tell your significant other, that's going to leave an avenue for him to keep talking to you.
Right.
If they keep talking to you, then that's going to sit there and leave a situation where you and your wife might be fighting that day.
And just so it never fails, so you get happens, that same text or DM.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we just
so that's why I say it's good to revert.
Oh, you done?
You
did. It's a wrap,
good,
man.
Yeah, it's good to sit there and communicate those things to your wife. That way, you're not only holding yourself accountable, but your wife is able to hold you accountable. Your wife now knows, okay, this person is hitting on my husband.
Right.
I think hitting on you, I'd be taking a fart like, hey, man, I want to get you. I want to take you.
I'm
out.
Just saying. Like,
So what if somebody just what if somebody compliments you?
Hey, you look nice today.
I just say your outfit?
No, that's not okay. So say someone says something, they approach your significant other and they said something like, you look really, really good today. You got a husband?
Yes, I do.
That's the same thing we talking about.
That's word from what we
saying. No, because it can be like, that's like respectful. Ish, but it's not being.
You asked
like,
if he had a husband.
If you see the ring,
no. A lot of times you're not going to see the ring.
You might not see it, but I'm saying you asked.
You can be in a relationship and not have signs that you're in a relationship.
True that.
Ooh, there's no relationship.
Whoa! Say that again, Shaka.
First of all, that's their fault then. But say that one more time so the people.
Be in a relationship and not show signs that you're in a relationship. There's no such thing as a relationship ring. You can't walk into Kroger with a sign on your back that says, I'm in a relationship.
Okay, relationship, not marriage though, right?
Well, I said significant other. All so right. that implicates that you're either married or you're in a relationship. So either you can be in a relationship and not have a ring, right?
All right, so you say, what we're kind of basically already saying, I would want to tell, my girlfriend or wife or significant other to be like, hey, this happened I was at Food City today and it was weird. I was talking to somebody and this one lady came up and XYZ, you know, she's probably gonna ask, what'd you say? I just said, thanks, but no thanks. And I walked away or whatever. But I'm just saying I had to tell you, not because I think that leaves, like you said, accountability, right? So if she can trust you within that aspect and then build security in her.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I've been on both ends of that spectrum where I felt like I couldn't say anything to anybody. So other times I can come home and be like, hey, you will never guess what happened to me today.
Yeah.
Or I've been in those ways where I've also lived enough life where I violated that type of trust.
And it does go back to what you were saying about being, you know, women, you have to allow your husbands to speak without being judged.
Yes.
Because I said, if you silence your husband,
oof,
you're letting opportunity sneak through the back door.
Yes.
And not saying like your husband's gonna fall for it and like that. I'm just saying you're allowing the devil to creep in a way that you will never see coming. Right. Because he doesn't feel like you could talk. And if you feel that, if the devil can make you feel that your voice is not valued and he will get you to be silent, then at that point he's already got you. He's already won you over.
And
because you can't express yourself, then he will keep you in that same
trap. Or you'll find somebody to express yourself to.
And that's where he would creep in at.
Right.
But on top of that, if you're trying to express yourself to your significant other specifically about this topic, it's about how you present it.
100%.
Don't go to your significant other and be, hey, man, I got hit on. And leave it at that.
Leave it at
that.
Hey, you would never believe what happened to me.
That leaves 100% thoughts in their head. And to them, that story is not fully closed.
So how would you relate that to the people? Like, let's say this happened to somebody. Like, what kind of advice would you give them?
I ain't got the answer, Sway. I'm just playing.
What kind of advice? Like, how would you respond? In fact, let me ask you. So if you got hit on, how would you bring it back to your wife or your significant other?
Right.
In a way that they can receive it. And I can only say this for you because your wife is different than somebody else.
You know how to speak to you.
But it will give somebody some type of idea on their posture, their language, and their tone on how to sit there and give out this information without having their wife feel as though they're rubbing it in their face.
And you know not the trigger words too. How to say it and what words to say.
If you go to your significant other, hey, yo, this dime piece was hitting on me,
hey, that means
you already asking to catch.
Or listen,
you might as well just flirt back.
Matter of fact, yeah, you might as well got the number. Then you did.
At that point.
Now, ladies, please, can we? I know there's maybe another phrase how to do this. Can we please stop using this phrase? Every man hates it, and you make it seem sometimes way worse than it really is. But the way you say it, or maybe that's how Anthony.
I already got a feeling I'm about to agree with you.
Look, we need to talk.
Unless you Tevin Campbell, I don't want you
don't
saying
say
no.
Say don't that, say that right? to me like you.
Can we talk?
Anxiety goes from 0 to 1,000 about what?
You saw late, dog. I left the refrigerator open.
Right. No, she gonna tell you I didn't take the trash out for a lift, and now I'm about to get a lecture. Maybe feel like I'm about taking the trash out. Oh my god, what I do? What? Or you start thinking, you start making up stuff. What I do?
Oh, I feel that.
It goes through your mind.
I feel it.
Oh yeah.
Please stop saying that. Please.
But going back to what I would say to my wife, I'd be like, hey, babe, I was at work today. Some woman approached me like I was single. I showed her my ring, and I told her that I was happily married. Happily married. Literally, just the other day, I was in my office FaceTiming my wife, and somebody walked in my office. And they said, oh, what are you doing here? I was like, I'm FaceTiming my wife. And then I looked at LaShawn, and she was like, yeah.
I got you, honey.
That's right.
I got you.
FaceTime.
Devil, get behind
right
me.
Right. And like, let's be honest. Sometimes you, like, not sometimes, like, I truly feel like you have to be bold and vocal with those things.
Yeah.
Like, I heard it said best. It's like the wedding ring also represents that clearly I'm for sale, or not for sale, like you're a slave. But you're not on the market, you're not single. Yeah. But the wedding ring, like, somebody got, he said, he's a guy, he's like, hey, if it was up to me, because I'm giving my wife the biggest and the shiniest wedding ring, not for the simple fact of just so she can flex or ball or try to say, I'm balling. Yeah. What it does is, you know, when she's in the grocery store and that one single young man sees her and is like, oh my goodness, who is that? I wonder, and she puts her hand up to grab the bread, and he sees that ring, is like, oh my God, I clearly cannot afford that. It is a repellent to be like, oh my goodness, let me go on somewhere else. Because clearly, whoever she dealing with, he a boss, or he does something with importance.
That's lying.
But, I mean, it was less from a servant, but I thought it was, I mean, I know a little bit he was joking-ish, but it was kind of true to that simple fact of how married are you, having to be like men. I know some people don't care about the wedding ring, but having to be like, hey, I'm me and my wife like to go and hang out, or letting people know that you are in a relationship, we are being married, those things. Because what's nothing's worse than, like, if you came to the work and you gave me your job and like, who's this Shaka? After you say you've been married for 7 years, this is my wife. I didn't know you were married.
What? But then again, if you don't let people in your personal life, I don't know if there's anybody at the YMCA that doesn't know I'm married, but there could be that case that
if somebody brand new, then you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I almost think it's like we all watched the game, right? The first season of the game.
Yeah.
The same way that Derwin did Melody.
Man. The doctor.
Where he brought her to the party.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I want to go meet Drew. Then he had to tell Drew right there, hey, Drew, my fiance is all hoary over her right now. All right, she wants you to sign her CD. So he was trying to play the field and play the relationship. But you can't do both, Derwin Davis. You wasn't no player.
You can't do both.
He tried to be.
But yeah, that is tough. You should want, matter of fact, how would you want, would you want your wife to come tell you as men, as a man?
Yes, but I'm not gonna lie. I got an ego. I'm very sensitive. All right. So it would be all about how she told me.
Oh yeah.
If she came
and
said,
I'm like a lion though.
If she said, oh yeah, so this fine dude came and said that I look good today.
Oh, first of all, you said he was fine. That means you look. I mean, he was attractive.
Wait. So what time was this? What store was this? I'll be back.
Banished.
I need footage.
Oh, I'm going. Banished.
I need footage.
You go to the Walmart on the Tennessee side now. Yeah.
But if she came to me and said something like, hey, some guy came to me. He said he liked my dress and he thought I looked good. And I told him that I was married. Thank you for the compliment. And I'd be like, all right. I know my wife look good.
Cool. Absolutely. All right. Matter of fact, don't want a wife. Matter of fact, let's be real. Man don't want any type of woman that is not hit onable. Like
everybody is hit onable.
Right.
Everybody.
I don't know about everybody.
That's what I tell everybody.
That's what I tell my wife. I said, I always want her to feel comfortable in her, in herself.
Right.
But at the same time, like I said, she's been hit on at Walmart before, as until like a group of young college kids.
Yeah.
They seen her walking around, but she said once they seen the ring, then it was like,
Well, yeah. Game over.
Mission.
Right. But and she told me, and I received that. Yeah. With gladness.
My wife still got it out here.
But if they approach the situation with disrespect, then I'm gonna give disrespect back. You know what I'm saying? So if she said some dudes being disrespectful with me, my butt look big. Now we got a. Even though you got a problem with a stranger that you probably never gonna see again,
probably.
Now, what does it look like
for something like that? I don't even know if I would want my wife to tell me that because there's nothing that I can do about it.
Then if she comes to you like that, then she already has animosity towards you.
No, not towards me. Because, like, if someone approaches your significant other.
No, I'm saying if she comes to you like that, that means she knows she's about to start up something. Which means she there's something that you have done that has angered her.
No, it doesn't have to be that way.
No woman is going to come and look. First of all, no wife.
Somebody can be very disrespectful to your woman trying to catcall them.
But I'm saying no wife is going to come back to their husband and say, yo, this fine dude.
No, not fine dude, but if your significant other came to you and said, man, this dude is being very disrespectful, telling me that I have a big butt. He want to do all this and that to me. And then she comes home and tells you that.
The part, like yes. That. Now, if she says it like that, just be like, okay, sweetheart. Like, the part of you, like you said, does feel like a little bit helpless. Like, well, not just, you don't, there never
because you wasn't there to protect her.
Right. Or to be like, to shield or yield those type of calls. Now, some dudes do be wild and they'll see you with your significant other and they want to creep up. What's worse, matter of fact, I feel like it is man law 101. If you were walking with your wife and some group of dudes are trying to catcall your wife, what do you have to step up to do?
Now I got to come see about it.
My thought in that is
to come see.
As long as they don't touch, look here, I can, because the thing is.
You can't do nothing about looks, sir.
I can't do nothing about looks. May break my bones. Yes, she's fine. Look, yes, my wife is fine. Don't touch her.
Got it.
Don't touch me or her.
Window, look. You keep your window self in the window. Look here.
Window shopping.
I'm going to take my wife. We're going to keep walking. But the moment, like I said, they touch him, if there's a group of five of them, I promise you, one of them will get serious.
I got to take one of them. Yeah.
Rest of y'all can kick me in my ribs, break my ribs. One of y'all not going to get up.
I'll tell you, guarantee right one of them. You really got.
I promise you, and I'm going to kill him too.
Look.
I'm going to kill him. I might go to jail. I'm going to kill him.
It's a wrap. But yeah, I think I would want, if she told me that, hey, this happened, look, at first I'm thinking, who? Like who? Naturally, man. Who was it? Like she know or I know.
If
she give me answers, I mean, how you know his name then?
Yeah.
Like you was talking to him back.
Oh, it's more.
But I'm be real with you. If it's like a coworker, like let's say somebody she can't, like not get away from, and I feel like this person, I said, well, if I felt like she told me, I told him I'm happily married or I'm in a relationship, thank you, whatever, and this is continuing to happen, then I'd be obligated
to show up.
Oh, this Jake?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Jake, let me holler at you real fast. Matter of fact, don't even worry about it.
I like to make a deposit, please.
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
Wow. Matter of fact, I'm about to make a withdrawal.
Out of him. Out of him.
That's hilarious. But okay, so let me tell you. So in the book that I'm reading, Marriage Be Hard, it's a quick story in that excerpt of the book. Where Melissa was working at a bank. Kevin's wife was working at a bank, and one of her coworkers was being disrespectful with her. So what does she do? She calls her husband, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, this guy at work is being very disrespectful with me. So what does Kevin do? He drops what he's doing, calls his brother, Jason. Hey, man, we about to head to the bank right now. We got to go take care of some stuff. We about to go handle some business.
I ain't lying. Somebody called me and saying that. You about to rob him?
No. So Kevin, literally, he said he pulled up to the bank with his brother. And Melissa's like, you can't do that. I'm going to lose my job. You're going to make a case. You're going to make a scene.
You should have told me at work. You should have told me when you was off.
I know, but that's just the way that Melissa communicated that to him. So
that's on you.
So when they had got home, Melissa was like, Kevin, I don't want you to respond in that way. But so.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Listen. I'm listening to the rest of it. So I think what she was expecting was for him to have like, hey, I want you to protect me, but I don't want you to go off, because if you get in trouble and go to jail, lose my job, what do we do a week later? Now we all stuck looking stupid.
So that's a tricky thing, ladies. So maybe that's what we should talk about, like, being open conversation. How do you really want me to respond in this situation?
Exactly.
Because I know how I could want to handle it. It might not be the safest way for you or the smartest thing to do. Yeah. Right, and I feel like as a man, you want to protect your. I want to think through it first. Yeah. However, it takes me a lot to get me mad. Like, it really does. Like, there's a lot that has to go on. But when I get there, it's DEFCON 5. Like, I don't. Look, what is that? What they say? I was watching the movie. It was like, I'm gonna sword this sword. It should now. It's like, I've made a vow. It would not be put away to taste his blood.
Game of Thrones.
Right,
but I'm telling you, it's just like lions. You know, as in the sense of. You cannot touch anything within the lion pride. If you are another male lion, one male lion in a pride.
That's it.
You touch anything that's in his pride. Matter of fact, you even touch the light that hits his pride land.
That's it. Hey, man. the grown kid male lion's got to get up.
What Toby say? He said, I'm really non-violent, but if you ain't, I'm on the same thing. that was the eclipse.
Plain and simple.
I'm not like, I'm really non-violent, but if you ain't, I'm on the same thing.
And they can get.
Sorry, but I'm saying. So, when it comes to your family.
So back to the story, 4 or 5 years later has passed. Melissa's working at a Boeing, the airplane place, and the situation happens again. Some guy makes a comment about her dress saying, I should do a faculty check. I like you, girl, and I should do some kind of security check on your dress.
Something inappropriate.
Creepy, like so what happens is Melissa goes home, tells Kevin, and Kevin remembered what happened last time he went off. So he was just like, okay. So then Melissa took that as disrespect, like, why aren't you getting all hot?
Right. So, women, what do you want from us?
So, yeah.
What do you want from me?
Right. What do you want? Do you want me to fight? I mean, we can do it. But then you're like, I should have handled that way. Calm down.
Yeah,
but then if I don't respond in the crazy way, I'm like, well, let's talk about it. Let's figure this out. Maybe you don't even care about me.
Exactly. Maybe as men, we should ask, okay, before you tell me this, what characteristic do you want from me? That way I know how to respond.
Yes.
Do you need the cool, calm,
Bacari? Are you here for a listening ear, or do we need to get the strap?
One or two. Which one do you want?
Either one. So Kevin, he was like, so I'm going to relate this to basketball. It's just like going 50-50 from the field. So he said, if I just react irrationally every time, I'll be 50% right.
In this right, case, that's what I'm
saying. He's like, in this case, I was wrong both times. When I got loud, I should have been quiet. When I got quiet, I should have been loud. So from here on out, I'm just going to get loud.
I'm just going to get loud.
We're
just going to wild out. That's it.
I'll be 50% at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, 50-50. That was, look. Shout out to Kevin on stage for bringing us knowledge.
Oh goodness. Has it been an hour? I can't even tell you.
It's been an hour. It's been
a solid hour. All right, so let's end this podcast with one thing that we enjoy about being black.
Ooh, I think we should start with that or end with that. Yeah. Shaka, go ahead. Bakari, since I can tell, look at his face, he wasn't ready for that. Yeah, yeah. So, Bakari, what do you like being just, black?
Are we going to ask this now, every
I'll,
week for
I'll
the
say,
month
I'll,
of February?
I'll answer first, but nah, one thing I love about being black, I mean, I would say our history, but the fact that we're a mystery. Now, the reason why I say a mystery is because you have a lot of, like you said, we moved the needle, correct?
Oh, yeah.
On a lot of things. We've overcame a lot of things. A lot of people question, how do we overcome those things?
How?
It's a mystery. So one thing I love about us is that you can never figure us out. That's what I love about us.
Resiliency.
We've evolved in so much, in so many ways, that you can never just sit there and say, I figured them out. Because the moment you think you figured us out, we evolve again.
Right. Shaka, what about you, brother?
I was going to keep it more on the simple. You know, I like our culture, man. It's just black culture in general.
Dang it. You took my...
I can switch it up.
Yeah, man.
I like it. We'll change who you are.
Right, we're going to ask this every week.
All right.
Because... I wanted to say, because there's another podcast I listen to called Wild Black, and every guest they have, they ask them the question, what is your favorite part about being black? And I'm just like, dang. And listening to like hundreds of different responses, I'm like, you know what? The black experience is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. So I'm going to switch mine from the culture to HBCU.
HBCU?
Ooh. HBCUs, man. Straight up. And we're going to dive more into that next week. But Anthony, man.
Benny.
I could have went. But I think my one of my personal things is not just resilience. I believe how we can literally make any activity. We can literally find joy about almost anything possible in like you said, how we move the needle with not just with culture, with music or whatever. We, no matter what we're doing, I feel like we make anything enjoyable, not just bearable, enjoyable to where you can thrive in it.
Yes.
So meaning like if we're out here shoveling rocks, and me and Bakari get to maybe giggling or laughing or just something that we might be talking about or whatever. Mm-hmm. We in shoveling rocks can make that type of experience something to where we make it memorable, we find it fun or joy. But I feel like as a culture, as a people, no matter where we go, I've been in church services where where black people when they give spirit or something it happened. I've been in Walmart where you just look at another person of color and we might just understand. I think the telepathic
that right there
was good. That no words had to be said. No matter it's a head nod.
Zero.
And I hear when I see another brother, me and Shaka might see. I might see him from across the street at Walmart. He see me. We lock eyes.
Ain't say nothing.
That's a whole conversation. What's good, my brother?
My
We have a full conversation without no words being said. I love it.
It was me and Bob. We was out somewhere, and a random black. I never seen this black person. But like I said, as we pass each other, we both did.
How you doing, man?
He said, "What's that mean?"
I said, "Don't worry about
it."
That's an experience you can't experience. But I said it's a black thing. He said because I always see black people do that. He said sometimes they never know each other.
Don't know each other from nowhere.
Right. It's just one of the things. Like, yo, what's up? Like, what up? We made it.
If you see another black man, it's right. So you walk through, or it can be multiple things. Yeah. Head nod. If you see another black man, if it's an older dude, I feel like it's what's good, my brother. How you doing? How you doing, young man? That's why I hear. How you doing, young man? If it's an older black woman, it's more of a, instead of a head up, it's more a head down. How you doing, miss? How you doing, ma'am?
See, I do that for respect.
How you doing, ma'am? It's
older
respect.
Gentlemen or older women, and you know, it don't matter if you're a man or a female.
Yeah.
If you're, like I said, older, I give you the head nod. If you're my age,
it's way of honor.
10 years,
honor.
Within like, 10 years,
Asian culture, they would call it honoring when they bow or they talk like that. That's the way of how we honor. That's how we honor each other.
Yeah.
And or if it's another person around the same age, maybe another you see another black male and that you're not familiar or what with, it's basically of look. You walk through. You might be walking with you and your lady, and you might see y'all. You might catch eyes. Look, it's good. It's more of a quick. What's good? Like, good basically, bad, are you safe? You cool?
You good?
You cool? Pretty much, are you cool? Like, we ain't got no beef or nothing?
My man.
It's like, all right. And if he give you the sit back,
cool.
Good.
Cool.
We keep it moving. That's how you know it's safe.
Hey, we
good. That's
how you
know it's good.
Now, why he says, don't get confused. Or we do this with you all as well. It just means something different.
Completely different.
Completely different.
Completely different.
I still wish you safety and all of that.
Yes.
But there's something.
Safety. I
wish you safety and all of the stuff that come with the head nod. But it's a different feeling. It's a different swag when you do that to another.
Oh,
the black man. The fact that I could do that with another stranger
and know exactly what they mean. That's good. Now, if you look at your lips at me, I'm like, what you doing, brother?
That need to be a whole entire poem, man.
What? The head nod?
The head nod. That's a whole conversation without words.
Man, that's a spoken word.
That's going to be my dissertation to get my PhD, matter of fact.
Man, dang.
The black head nod.
The black head nod. What does that mean? That means so many things about being
Come on,
said.
Man.
That is good. If you see another, even if you see, or if you see another older black man to a really younger, like adolescent type of youth, how you doing, my young man? I said, how you doing, young man? The young man is basically saying, how you doing, young man, young or young man. King?
That's it.
That's what I hear. That's what
I try to do the king, like, hey, what's up, young king?
What's up, king? I do try to say, how you doing, king?
I'm a king.
Why? Because we want to emphasize to our black children. That's all I told. I had a conversation with Isaiah last night. You are a king. You are royalty.
You better tell him.
I said, nothing's worse in this world than a self-hating black man. Come on. I said, as a black man, I said, it wasn't a whole nother for another episode. Yeah, but like you said, emphasizing to our young people, not just black youth, but I'm saying specifically for our culture, our people, this is what these things, a little bit of thing, what these things mean. Now, there's other things we go into. We won't give all the secrets out because we got to have something for us out here.
I was calling Kari King before I even knew what his name meant. I always called him King Kari. And just to look it up, his name actually means kingly.
Boom. Look, dang, boom. See?
It was written in your book, son. But with that being said,
let's
roll
out. Shaka, you want to end us up?
Hey, man, just as we always do, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. This is episode number 30-something of Pops and Socks.
31.
And you know, if we're relating each other to characters in a Black Panther, I feel like you are the Black Panther. Killmonger over here.
Yeah, that's
And I'll be M'Baku.
M'Baku. That makes perfect.
I thought about this in the shower the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, we are then.
Hey, Killmonger was just misunderstood.
That's it.
They was on the same team, but they just wanted two different ways to get there, just like Bakari.
Bury me in the sea of my ancestors. Even their new death was better than bondage.
Look, I almost stood up when I heard that in the theater. I said, you better save him. You better save him.
Hey, you listen. But on that note, this is episode 30. Some pop socks. I'm bald headed. He faded. He dreadlocks.
So what's up? Again, just like that.
Give me my theme music. Music.